Fats Waller. I'm Guy Touquet. This is Guy's History of Recorded Music. It's records from the early days of the phonograph, 1920s and before mostly. And this morning, I think we'll celebrate Women's History Month. This is the last day of it. March every year is officially designated as Women's History Month. I don't think we're talking about women's history. I don't think there's such a thing as that. I think we're talking about women in history. And women in the history of recorded music are a force to be reckoned with. And if you can say something about the distinction between men and women, you can certainly distinguish vocally between them. And I love the sound of women's voices. They're pretty rare compared to all the men's names that you see among the recording pioneers. Women are, some of them are remembered today, some of them have been pretty much forgotten. And all this stuff is retrieved from the internet, a site called archive.org, archive.org. It's mostly public domain. That means that you can do anything you want with it. You can sell it commercially if you want. Some of it is the rights that are the composers and artists have are pretty much abandoned because of the age of the stuff and I suppose the small demand for it. And so, in any case, you can go to that site and download the MP3s and put them on CDs and do pretty much anything you want with them. And it's a heck of a resource. There's almost 500,000 records there. And some of them are bits of music that you know. You don't know where you know them from. But turns out, you know, a lot of them are 80 and 90 and 100 years old. And so it's all girl singers this morning. And most of them on the archive.org site, most of these records have had hundreds of hits, hundreds of downloads. And so they're among the most popular of the 78s and cylinders that are stored there. So let's start with one of the most popular of the girl singers of the 1920s, Annette Hanshaw. Would you like to take a walk? It's an old standard.
I saw you strolling by a solitary, and my nosy, very, very. I'd like to bet a juicy huckleberry. What you're after is a girl. We're both in love, for introductions are not necessary. Would you like to take a walk? Do you think it's gonna rain? How about it, Zesperella? Gee, the moon is yellow. Something good'll come from that. Have you heard the latest song? It's a very pretty strain. Don't you feel a little thrilly? Gee, it's getting chilly. Something good'll come from that. When you're strolling through the wheezes, you need a who's it to lean upon. But when you have no who's it to hug and what's it, gosh darn. Would you like to take a walk? Do you think it's gonna rain? Ain't you tired of the talkies? I prefer the walkies. Something good'll come from that. Was da 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 da. Something's gonna happen soon. Ba-dum, bum, bum. Ba-dum, bum, bum. Ba-dum, bum, bum. Isn't this a pretty tune? Song is sing, you can hear it everywhere. When you see the little roses turning up their noses, something good'll come from that. When you see a butterfly, nodding to a buttercup. When you hear a little cricket chirping in the thicket, something good'll come from that.
That was Bertha Hill, and harmonizing with her on cornet was Louis Armstrong. I'm sure you recognize that trumpet playing. He was really a master of accompanying girl singers, and Bertha truly was a girl singer. She was 21 years old when she made that record, and They called her Chippy because she was only 14 years old when she started singing in nightclubs. And she was from Charleston, South Carolina, according to Wikipedia. Born March 15th, 1905. And so in 1925, when she started recording, she was only 20 years old. And she was already a veteran. She'd been singing with Ethel Waters from the time she was 14, and also performed with Ma Rainey. Both of those singers we're going to hear from, too, before she went solo. And a great voice and a great style and a real pioneer, along with Louis Armstrong. And it's going to be all girl singers this morning. They're distinctive, and these are mostly my favorite singers of all time. My favorite popular singers of all time. I don't know why I'm in love with all these girls. Of course, they're all the age of my grandmother, you know, and a lot of them were dead before I was born. But when they made these records, they were kids, and they're sexy, and they're musical, and they're beautiful. They're beautiful. And so I'm in love with all of these dead girl singers. This is Eva Taylor coming up. She was married to Clarence Williams, a great piano player, great band leader, and sang with his band. This is called Barefoot Blues. Thank you.
woman, that's only human, one you should be sorry for. Woke up this morning along about dawn, without a warning I found he was gone. How could he do it? Why should he do it? He never done it before. Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Am I blue? Why, you'd be too. If each plan with your man done fell through, there was a time when I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one. Lordy, was I gay until today? Now he's gone and withdrew. Am I blue? I know it. He's in Chicago and I'm down here in Birmingham, trying to get the money to go and find my honey. I am. Yes, indeed I am. I've got the blues in my heart and my shoes wanna start, yet I'm in a jam, a terrible jam. Oh, don't ask me, am I blue? Why do you ask me, am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Again you ask me, am I blue? Why would you be too? If each plan which a man has done fell through. Don't I remember the time when I was his only one? But look at me now, I'm the sad and lonely one. Oh, didn't I used to be gay?
my pajamas when I don them. Have somebody else's initials on them. Second-hand rings, I'm sick of second-hand things. I never get what other girlies do. Once while strolling through the Ritz, a woman got my goat. She nudged her friend and said, oh, look, there goes my Alaskan coat. Everyone knows that I'm just second-hand rose from Second Avenue.
The Weaver High School class of 1971 will hold their 40th class reunion weekend Friday, June 24th through Sunday, June 26, 2011. If you are a class member, faculty, or staff member of that era and would like more information, please call 860-906-8242 or check in at www.weaver71.com. And you know who you are out there. There will be a fundraiser for Carolyn Paulette Carter, an arts performance extravaganza, a tribute to one of Hartford's unsung artists, Sunday, April 10th, from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Charter Oak Cultural Center, 21 Charter Oak Avenue in Hartford. All proceeds will go towards Ms. Carter's Wellness Fund. The afternoon will feature music of the diaspora, dancers, drumming, vocalists, storytellers, exhibits, vendors, and a silent auction. Proceeds going towards Ms. Carter's Wellness Fund. For tickets, please call 860-231-9216.
And before the break, we were listening to Fanny Brice, Funny Girl, Secondhand Rose from 1921, and repopularized by Barbara Streisand, who played Fanny Brice in the musical Funny Girl. Before Fanny Brice, Ethel Waters, Am I Blue, from 1929. And before that, Eva Taylor, Barefoot Blues. And so we had a string of African-American singers there, Bertha Hill and Eva Taylor and Ethel Waters, all African-American, all born around 1900 or so. And here's an earlier entertainer, Bessie Brown, something recorded in 1919. And it really is a recollection of slavery. That's what she's talking about in this. It's jazzy, it's bluesy, and it's old. And she's too young to remember slavery, but her mother would have. And in 1919, it was within living memory of anybody over the age of 60, 70 years old. So there were a lot of ex-slaves around, and Bessie Brown what sounds like a memoir. It isn't, but has that sound. So here's Bessie Brown with In a Cotton Field.
Picking away. Oh, white folks knows I'm working. They know it won't be no shirking. Hee-hi-ho, I know I'll get my pay. Ain't no use kicking, cause I'll be picking till all my children is grown. Then I'll shuffle and skip and shuffle life. I've been making it all my life. White folks taking it this old heart. They just breaking it. Ain't got a thing to show for what a dum-dum. But things get brighter, don't get lighter. I'll keep a plugging away. Sing my song like I'm happy and gay all day. Just tell the world for me. My soul done set me free. That's the song I'll sing till they put me under the sleigh. Oh, chillin', stop your grumbling. Oh, that the block was stumbling. Just keep on working and praising. You see that you'll conquer someday. I'll be picking till all my children is grown. Then I'll shuffle, skip, and scuffle to have a field of my own. All my life, I've been making it all my life. White folks taking it, this old heart. They's just breaking it. Ain't got a thing to show for what a dum-dum. But things get brighter, don't get lighter. I'll keep on plugging away. Sing my song like I'm happy and gay all day. Just tell the world for me. My soul done set me free. That's the song I'll sing till they put me under the sleigh.
Thank you. whole world was just as sad a place for me as would be. I was lonely and blue. This whole world has changed to paradise for me suddenly. Why? Because I met you. Although wealth and power I may never find, still as long as I have you, dear, I won't mind. For I'll get by as long as I have you. Though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain. I'll laugh it through. Poverty may come to me, that's true. But what care I? Say I'll get by as long as I.
Taxi cab and fretting every time you hear the bump and jump and fly. There was a news that gets him trying hard to save some guy from dying. He afterwards forgets you in his will. There was a news much worse than this is when you're walking with the missus and some chorus lady shouts, "How that feel?" But the blues that make me hot and cold and make me shake and shiver and make me wanna hit it all in the river are the blues my naughty sweetie gives to. And I'm a very, very neat kind of blues.
Oh, Gertrude Lawrence, singing Someone to Watch Over Me, from the Gershwin musical O.K.
As a brand new theme song, and Lois Whiteman is going to sing it for you. I'm Through with Love.
Lois Whiteman, whoever heard of her? She's singing with the Gus Arnheim Orchestra, and I'm Through with Love. Not sure what year that was. And before that, Gertrude Lawrence, Someone to Watch Over Me, 1927. Before that, the Brox Sisters, Some Sunny Day. And before that, Esther Walker from 1920 with Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me. Before that, Aileen Stanley from 1929, I'll Get By, one of my favorite singers. Before that, Belle Baker, My Sin, 1929. And we started the set with Bessie Brown, Song from a Cotton Field, probably 1919. And featuring girl singers, female vocalists this morning in recognition of Women's History Month, just drawing to a close today. March every year is Women's History Month, and celebrating the role of women in history and in the history of recorded music. There are some big names and some not so big names. Helen Morgan was a big name. She was a movie star and torch singer. So, you know, singing a torch song is a song sung by a woman who's carrying a torch for a man. So, you know, lamentations over lost love, those are torch songs, kind of sexy. They're coming from the 1920s, then they're from before the crackdown on, before the moral code of the mid-30s that changed movies and recorded music, the stuff that was considered risque didn't get wasn't allowed pretty much. So Helen Morgan, and I'm sure that I was surrounded by girl singers growing up. My mother was a great singer, and her sister, her older sister, my aunt Nina, was a professional singer during the war while her husband was away in Europe fighting in World War II. She traveled with a girl band. I'm not sure what the name of that band was, but she played the guitar and sang in that band, called herself Nina Espana. She was actually Serafina Cifarelli, and kept the name Nina. She was Fanny before that. As a child, that's what they called her, and she always aspired to fame and show business. She read the fan magazines and sang and was a great guitar player. Never had a lesson until she got to be into her 40s. And she didn't live beyond her 40s, as a matter of fact. She died pretty young. And she was only about 5 feet tall. And she was a real firecracker. And she could really put a song over. And better than Helen Morgan. But Helen Morgan, pretty darn good. And here's Helen Morgan with Song of a Dreamer. And it's a torch song, I think we got to say.
Life used to be a sweet song. Love was the grand refrain. Now it's an incomplete song again. With every promise shattered, we've lost a lovely theme, and everything that matters is but an empty dream. You taught me a melody, one that turned out only the song of a dreamer. Your words lightly spoke of love, then made a joke of love, left me the song of a dreamer. Who wants a dream that is faded with years? Fooled by my heartache, fooled by my tears. But now life and love are gone. I'm drifting on and on, singing the song of a dreamer.
I told you that's Swan Entertainment.
Thank you.
will be there then. Any place I know, I'd rather be there than any place I know. It's gonna take that surgeon all to make me go. I'm going down to the river, maybe by and by. Going down to the river, and here's my reason why. 'Cause that river's wet, feels sweet, done gone dry.
It's 4 o'clock, and your radio's tuned to 91.3 WWUH, West Hartford, Connecticut, broadcasting as a community service of the University of Hartford. Also heard on WDJW 89.7, Summers, WWEB 89.9, Wallingford, and WAPJ 89.9, Torrington. This is Guy's History of Recorded Music. I'm Guy 2K, playing records from the early days of the phonograph, 1920s and before mostly. Today it's girl singers, female vocalists from the early days in celebration of Women's History Month. March is Women's History Month every year, and it's not women's history. There isn't any women's history that is distinguishable from everybody's history, but women in history occupy a particular place, and in early history, you don't hear about them much, but in recent history, they're a force, and in recorded music, they're a potent force, and especially some of these African-American singers like Martha Copeland that we just heard with the Hall Johnson Choir, St. Louis Blues, 1928. Before that, Alberta Hunter singing, accompanied by Fats Waller, Beale Street Blues, 1926. She was from Memphis, where Beale Street is, and I'm sure remembered Beale Street fondly as she sang that song back 85 years ago. Before that, Helen Morgan, A Torch Song, Song of a Dreamer, probably around 1929, I'm not sure, maybe 1930. A movie, sounded like a piece of a movie, and may have been that. And she died young, Helen Morgan, of alcoholism, I believe. That was something that afflicted more than one person in show business back then, and even today. And by the way, there's a playlist on the WWUH website, and also at www.stepfour.com/guy2k. And that's my website, step4.com. And so guy2k for a playlist. All right, let's continue with Marion Harris, one of the very popular person even today on the archive.org site, a 1921 item, Look for the Silver Lining, Marion Harris.
Don't be offended if I bring to you a while. Tears are out of place in eyes that were meant to smile. There's a way to make your very biggest trouble small. Here's a happy secret of it all. Look for the silver lining whenever a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining, and know the right thing to do is make it shine. Joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life. Look for the silver lining whene'er a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining, and know the right thing to do is make it shine for you. A heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining
Did you recognize Ma Rainey? She was singing C.C. Rider Blues from 1923, one of her most celebrated recordings. And let's see what Wikipedia says about Ma Rainey. Ma Rainey, April 26, 1886 to December 22, 1939. Was one of the earliest known American professional blues singers and one of the first generation of such singers to record. She was billed as the mother of the blues. She began performing at the age of 12 or 14 and recorded under the name Ma Rainey after she and Will Rainey were married in 1904. So that would have been when she was 18 years old. She toured with F.S. Wolcott's Rabbit Foot Minstrels and later, they toured, the two of them, the Raineys, and later they formed their own group called Rainey and Rainey, Assassinators of the Blues. From the time of her first recording in 1923 to 5 years later, Ma Rainey made over 100 recordings. Some of them include Bo Weevil Blues, 1923, Moonshine Blues, 1923, C.C. Rider, 1924, which we just heard, Black Bottom, 1927. Ma Rainey was known for her very powerful vocal abilities, energetic disposition, majestic phrasing, and a moaning style of singing, similar to folk tradition. Though her powerful voice and disposition are not captured on her recordings, the other characteristics are present and most evident on her earlier recordings. Ma Rainey recorded with Louis Armstrong in addition to touring and recording with the Georgia Jazz Band. Ma Rainey continued to tour until 1935 when she retired to her hometown in Georgia. So she was a true pioneer of recorded music and a great singer. And that was her. We'll hear a little bit more of her later on. Right now, let's go to another African-American, Ida Cox, singing with Lovie Austin and her blues serenaders, Graveyard Dream Blues from 1923.
Blues on my mind.
mon espoir. J'ai deux amours, mon pays et Paris. Pareil toujours, mon cœur est ravi. Ma savane est belle, mais à quoi bon le nier, ceux qui m'ont sorcelle, c'est Paris, Paris tout entier. Le voir un jour, c'est mon rêve joli. J'ai deux amours, mon pays est Paris. Quand sur la rive parfois, au lointain j'aperçois un paquebot qui s'en va, vers lui jetant les bras, et le cœur battant de moi, à mi-voix, doucement je dis, emporte-moi.
Tes deux amours, ton pays est Paris. Pars toujours, ton cœur est ravi. Ta savane est belle, mais à quoi bon venir?
Ceux qui m'ont sorcelle, c'est Paris, Paris tout entier.
Le voir un jour, c'est ton rêve joli.
J'ai deux amours, mon pays est Paris.
We're not above birds. Let me behave. waiting, thus osculating, let me behave.
On se croit, c'est au paradis.